Well, joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today is Lieutenant Governor Micah Beckwith, who also serves as Secretary of the Indiana State Department of Agriculture, or ISDA for short. Lieutenant Governor Beckwith, last week, Governor Braun detailed his proposed budget for the state of Indiana, and he has asked you and each of the other cabinet secretaries to identify 5% savings, quote, on average, across the board for each agency. I know you've only been on the job for less than 2 weeks, but as Secretary of ISDA, have you and your team had an opportunity yet to discuss and identify where those cuts within the agency may come?
Well, within ISDA specifically, not yet. So, but we are in conversations with Director Lamb. He's doing a great job. I have the utmost confidence in his leadership of the agency. But I think overall, I have looked into some other agencies that we have a hand in, and what we're finding is on just sort of the generalization of most agencies, 5% is not hard to trim because there's a lot of waste. There's a lot of double jobs. There's been a lot of mismanagement of taxpayer funds. And I think we're going to be able to do that. Now, is it always going to be easy or fun? No, not necessarily. But I do think it's something that needs to happen. President Trump is doing it on the national level with DOGE and making sure that the federal government is trimming waste and cutting the fat. Governor Braun's doing it here on the state level. And I think all in all, it's a good thing for America. It's a good thing for Hoosier taxpayers. And it's great. So I really look forward to working with the governor on finding these places we can trim the fat.
Many times when you hear about spending cuts, folks automatically may assume that the services that ISDA provides for Indiana farmers may be significantly slashed. So how would you respond to Hoosier farmers and ag professionals across the state who may have those concerns?
Well, it's certainly valid concerns because right now farmers are really doing everything they can to hold the line. And I agree with that. And listen, I'm going to fight for everything that farmers need. I'm going to fight for more resources anywhere we can get it. Now, this is not a just, willy-nilly cut. We're not going to just go in and swing the blade and see where the chips fall. It's going to be with wisdom. We're going to make sure that it's done strategically. And honestly, I think it'll benefit farmers in the long run because you will have an agency that's more efficient and effective at helping with the needs of everyday Indiana farmers. And that's I think it might hurt a little bit in the short run, but I do think long run this is a great plan. I do think it's gonna benefit Hoosier farmers, and we're not just gonna forget about the farmers in this. Trust me, I have a dairy background. I have a heart for the agriculture industry. This is a passion of mine. We're going to make it happen to where farmers are blessed and not hurt by this.
Chatting with Lieutenant Governor Micah Beckwith here on Hoosier Ag Today. And Lieutenant Governor, what can you tell me about the administration's plan once these budget cuts from ISDA and each of the other state agencies are in place?
Well, so each of the other state agencies, I know there's a lot of conversations going on right now. There's a lot of back and forth. Every secretary is probably saying the same thing, like, hey, how is this going to happen? And they're giving the initiative across the board to every agency to find those cuts. And again, I think we can do it. I don't think this is going to be rocket science. Every Hoosier family knows that in the last 5 years, especially under the Biden-Harris terrible leadership that we saw, we're all having to tighten our belts. And so the government needs to do the same, but we'll make sure that the proper funding is there to help farmers. Again, this is not just going to be, good luck and, you're on your own. This is you're going to have an efficient government that's finally equipped to actually get the job done in the most efficient and effective way.
I know that Governor Braun has spoken of using the budget cuts in order to help reduce the property tax burden on Hoosiers across the state. You've spoken of the high property tax burden that Indiana farmers have been facing over the past few years. In addition to Senate Bill 1, I know that State Representative Kendall Culp has introduced a bill, House Bill 1192, that would change the calculation that county assessors use to determine the value of farmland property with a goal of lowering that tax burden on Indiana farmers. Lieutenant Governor Beckwith, what are your thoughts on Culp's proposal that would seek to provide relief for Indiana farmland owners?
I like what Representative Culp has brought in his bill. I think it is absolutely overdue that we help farmers. The Farm Bureau put out a report that in the last year, farmers have seen property taxes increase 26.2%. Just year over year. And that's insane. You can't continue to have a profitable business or farm with seeing high taxes like that. I get the fact that you can't just stop property taxes right away because the small communities rely on those property taxes. And so we're not trying to pull the rug out from under anyone, but we will destroy small farms, family owned farms, if we don't get this property tax under control quickly. And that's what I think Kendall Culp was trying to do. That's what I know Mike Braun is focused on. I've certainly been a very loud proponent of fixing the property tax issue for farmers. And ultimately, you know, if we can trim government, I think this goes back to the earlier conversation. If we can trim government from a state perspective, you don't need as much of a taxpayer funds to prop up this bloated government. Maybe then we can transfer those savings to farmers by cutting back on things like property taxes. So I think this is the entire conversation. This is a 30,000 foot conversation, but it all starts with getting the tax burden off of the taxpayer as much as we possibly can. But if we're going to do that, we got to be effective and efficient with what we are called the steward here in government.
And finally, Lieutenant Governor Beckwith, what message do you have for Hoosier farmers and those who work in many of Indiana's ag businesses as you and Governor Braun begin this new chapter of leadership for the state?
Well, I think many of you probably know that Governor Braun, myself, we're very competitive, right? Like we don't like to lose on anything we do. And so I don't like the fact that we are 7th, 6th-ish in the nation when it comes to agriculture. I would love to see Indiana be the top state when it comes to agriculture in the entire nation. And so what I want your listeners to know is my goal, now Lord willing we get there, we're going to work hard to be the top ag state in the country. I think people, they might laugh at that, but you know what? Let's shoot for the stars and see what happens. And so we're going to work hard. And agriculture is the backbone of our entire economic engine in the state of Indiana. The governor knows it. I know it. And if we're not going to do anything to destroy or hurt or cripple that industry, we are going to make sure it is healthy. It's strong. It's one of the best in the country, so that every other economic industry is going to be able to be prosperous as well. So that's my goal. That's the governor's goal. And we're so excited to get in there and serve Indiana farmers.
Once again, Lieutenant Governor Micah Beckwith joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today. Thank you so much for your time and taking time out of your busy schedule to join us here today. I certainly appreciate it, sir.
Hey, absolutely. Anytime. Happy to answer any questions, and thank you for what you do. And we'll see you out in the state in these next cold few weeks.